Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff.
Ebony Marinoff on the left. That's the first for the Crows.
And Tomo.
Massive week in football.
Massive show on Triple M.
Oh, we're back at it once again. Triple M's Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff and Tomo, the six-time All-Australian, three-time premiership player. Ebony Marinoff is here. She reminds me every week. Hello, Ebs.
Hello, we're back.
You ready to go?
Ready to go.
Didn't you have a busy weekend last weekend?
Oh, didn't we? Oh, God, South Australian was absolutely pumping.
Yeah.
But yeah, wow, Wizzle. Like, gather around, I think, exceeded all expectations in our second year. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens in year three with the money that just have gone into the Barossa Valley, I reckon. Let's go.
Yeah.
So that'll be awesome. I mean, we had a pre-season camp last year in Tanunda.
Yeah, beautiful.
Or, no, it was Kapunda, I think.
Oh, Kapunda, yeah, so nowhere near each other.
Yeah, definitely. The Kapunda, I think the Tanunda's got the fine wine.
Yes.
But it'll be great to see that money and infrastructure go into regions.
Yeah, no, it'll be good. Looking forward to today. Big guest coming up very shortly. Andrew Jarman, if you don't mind. What a star he is.
Oh, absolute legend and like a household name, not only in football but in media.
Mm-hmm.
And an absolute larrikin, can have a laugh.
Yes, loves it. So we'll catch up with Jars very shortly. But like I mentioned off the top, you had a big Sunday last week because I turned on the TV. Bang, there you are, Sunday footy show down at the riverbank on the Torrens there. So how was that experience?
Yeah, no, it was good. I'm actually pretty competitive and I got brought in to do the South Australian quiz. And
yes.
I took it home. Yeah. So I won Olivia Poole $500. Look out.
How good.
God, I beat the, I think we had Matthew Lloyd, Nathan Brown, Kane Corns, mm-hmm. and they were footy questions. So a little Wikipedia up here, did all right.
You're all over them. And then I was driving around and then I heard you on the radio as well, just turned into this media juggernaut. So doing some boundary as well down at, where was that at? At Cooper Stadium?
Norwood. Norwood. Yeah, so beautiful. Cooper Stadium, which I've played a little bit of footy before. So it was a bit interesting being on the opposite side of the boundary. Amazing atmosphere.
And
I think it was a tale of two halves. I mean, God, Tigers came out the blocks and then St Kilda grinded at home for an awesome win. And just great atmosphere. Went to the Food and Wine Festival prior to the game.
Yeah.
Buzzing.
The best.
You know, the mums on the wines at 1 p.m. on the parade on a Sunday. Don't mind it.
What a treat. Now, no stuff ups from you?
No, well, I don't think so. But I will say, because we're at Norwood, you know, all the callers, we had Tex and Roo being larrikins up in the grandstand, but they could see everything I could see.
Oh, because, so they were stealing your thunder?
Yeah, they were stealing my thunder.
Oh, God.
I did have a cheeky win, though. I had the St Kilda media team next to me and they gave me a little tip when the sub got activated.
Yeah,
so
I
got a little bit of inside goss.
Yeah, you're all over it. Now, a man who dominated for the Adelaide Football Club still dominates Triple M footy today. Anytime you hear it, think of boundary riding, you think of Rhett Biggins. Big Biggles.
Big Biggles. You want to know a story?
Yeah, go on.
Well, he works with our Rocks now.
Does he really?
There you go. Right. I taught you something.
Well, next time you speak to Biggles, when you run into him, just mention this.
Let's head to Rhett Biggins, the Triple M Gas World Interchange.
Thanks, Jason. Sitting right alongside the Suns bench. Very balanced bench too, boys. Alec Magan is running through there. He'll pinch it up forward. Horsley sitting right alongside of him. He'll rotate through the mids. Matt Shaw run through the back 50. Flanagan is the sub. Over to the Crows, boys. Matty Yench, he copped a massive punch to the head last week from James Boyd. In the SANFL, it really blew him in pieces, boys.
Biggles.
Rue, you love it.
Biggles,
yes.
You sound like you've had your tongue pierced.
I thought we had Ken Callender on the band.
I caught one at footy training Wednesday night, and it's not going well.
Well, this.
What is that? When, who, what, where, what?
That would have been a long, long time ago. It would have been 10 years ago, I reckon.
You need to give me the date and the time, and I'll tell Mr. Nike that I've heard that, and that is extraordinary.
So good. Andrew Jarman to join us next. Truly.
Crows Chat.
What an absolute treat it is here, Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff and Tomo. We absolutely love this man, not only in the media industry, but the Adelaide Football Club. He was an absolute star, to be honest. Two-time McGarry medalist and then come on and dominated as well for the Adelaide Crows. His name's Andrew Jarman. He's a very, very good man and he joins us this morning. Jars, hello, mate.
G'day, team. Tomo. Noff.
Mate, how are you going? Okay, you recovered from Gather Round because you were absolutely everywhere last weekend. It was quite extraordinary with front bar, footy show, out to other footy clubs. How'd you go?
I had a great 4 or 5 days. And isn't it fantastic for our state that we can have 18 AFL teams in the one area. The city lit up like a Christmas tree. The parade was buzzing. Some good games. We saw some good games, but then there was a couple of bad blowouts. But look, that's the competition. And now, mate, can't wait for next year. I reckon the front bar, that'll do, Darren and I. We've gone back to back to back. They can't afford us now.
Oh, it's crazy. On the gather round, like some of the comments from the Victorians was absolutely extraordinary. And even just chatting to a few of the players from other clubs, like they absolutely loved it. I mean, who doesn't want to play on Adelaide Oval? It's actually like one of the best venues in the country. And just like the atmosphere, like I think on the Saturday night when Port played, who'd they play?
Essendon.
Essendon. Like they're having karaoke on the hill.
Yeah,
like where else do you get that?
Yeah.
You don't, Ebs, you don't get that. And that's why I've always said this is the best place on earth. It's the best football state. It's the number one football state. We are football. Don't worry about Victoria because we know how to do it. And there's no other state that can do a gather round. And it will get better. And we've got to get the games out to the regional areas. I think that's important moving forward. I know that Barossa have been targeted for next year, but we've got to get a game down south.
Yep.
You know, McLaren Vale, all around there, Tomo, it'd be fantastic. Showcase this greatest place on earth, and we are a global show. Oh, hang on, that's the rush hour. We are a...
Come on, Jeff, give us something here.
I've got to straighten up. We've done a terrific job, so you just got to keep improving it. And look, we know where the Adelaide Crows are at. Disappointing. So there's obviously some real there's got to be some I think flag in the ground type attitude moving forward for the club.
Yep, I like it, Jazz. Now we would love to see one down in Canterbury, Victor Harbour like that. Absolutely. Now something that Ebony Marinoff said to me, Jazz, off air, which you know I was disgusted at. I was halfway through eating something and I nearly choked on what I. And if I'm acting like that, you are going to feel it even worse. Ebs, you've got something to confess to the great Andrew Juice Newton Jarman?
Well, I'm going to... let's not take away his career at Adelaide Crows. I just didn't know you were a two-time McGarry medalist.
Oh,
and I apologise, but it's super impressive, Jazz.
Ebs, come on.
I know.
You're a baby.
Yeah, clearly I'm showing my age here. See, Tomo, what year were you born in?
No, don't worry about me.
Ebs, we call that research.
Yes. Well, I did my research. Maybe it's the common knowledge up here, hey?
Well, Ebs, if you spend 30 seconds with a great man, don't worry, you'll know.
Oh, well, I actually have. So maybe he was being quite modest when we've done our chats before.
Not true
at all.
Look, I think when you reflect on what I've been lucky to do, and it's been a great journey, and I've loved every minute of it. I think football's about entertainment, and you've got to back it up as a player. But I played with some wonderful players in the 80s, and then obviously the Crows formed in 1991, which was, you know, just an amazing atmosphere and a great time as a footballer. You know, we were part-time footballers back then. Mm-hmm. We weren't the full-time footballers that you guys are now. And we had, you know, full-on jobs and families. But, you know, we squeezed it all in and you know, we started with nothing back in 91 as a football club. And 30-plus years later, a couple of flags and been some wonderful players. And then, you know, got a wonderful women's program up and about. You girls have been sensational leading the charge. So, and now we've just got to find a home that we can build and settle down, because by the looks of it, we might be in a caravan park.
I keep telling Timmy Silver's over there. Am I even going to still be playing when Febby's happening?
No, Ebs, and I'll be 120 years old, dead, gone by the time they build the bloody damn thing.
You'll be at Centennial Park.
No, I'm going in the ocean, young lady. That's where I'll be going.
Now, Jars, you talk about, you know, the love for the game and the amazing journey that you've been on. But now you find yourself having spent 20-odd years in the media. Mm. Like, times have changed, but you're flourishing.
You're a lovely young lass. Now, I think you've just got to be yourself and take them on and be brave with your decisions and just be who you are. It's something I learned through Grant Cameron, a great radio man, as a lot of our listeners would know who the great Grant Cameron is, and KG Cunningham, God bless his soul. We love him still. So I was lucky to have some great mentors, but they always said to me, just be who you are. Don't change for anyone. If you've got a strong opinion, give it to them, and you're not always right or wrong, and have fun and entertain. It's about entertainment. And, you know, I don't have a script. I don't know what I do sometimes in that top rating drive show with the other two chunkheads, but it's fun. And we like brothers, and you've got to have chemistry, and it's like sitting around a coffee table or a bar. Just be yourself and have a chat. Get yourself out there, Epps. You just got to be who you are, because I reckon amongst your girls, you'd be the character and the troublemaker and the entertainer, but don't be straight. Don't play straight like Ditch and Roo and all those boring people. Take them on.
We've got a bit of feedback for Roo on here, eh, Tomo?
Hey, Jazz, second year coaching at the Port Nalunga Footy Club as well, and I've said this to you, I genuinely reckon you're the greatest influence on grassroots footy at the moment. So why do you love it so much? Why do you always go back and give back?
Well, I just love the purity of the community and the volunteers and you know, being the bus driver of a community football club. And you know, these are social footballers, so you just got to make sure you don't overcoach them and create a good culture and environment. Let them have a couple of beers on a Thursday night with a snitty and then go out and play 2 hours of contested footy. It's not over-umpired. It's not scrutinised like it is at the top level. And I love that. That's why I love that community side of things and changing young men's lives and giving them some sort of direction. I love all that. And you don't always get it right. And I've been doing it for a long time. But at the end of the day, it's about still being excited, getting the training and having a great training session. And, you know, round one this week, I always love round one because then your journey starts this year as a football club. So great people. They're hardworking and they just look after each other. And that's what I love about it, Tomo. Mm.
And Jazz, you've got the great Danielle Ponta's boyfriend in Nate. Oh. How's he going? Well, he's a contested ball beast, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a superstar, Ebbs. He's a wonderful, wonderful person, as you know. And he's been terrific. And like we had him for 7 games last year and we were lucky to get him. And then he then went off to Glenelg, as you know, to play in the reserves campaign or play with Glenelg and won a flag there. Got himself super fit, just a beautiful soul. He won our best and fairest with only 7 games. honestly, 7 games and he's won our club champion. But I've got him full-time this year, so I'm not going to let him go to any other clubs. But he's a ripper. And Danielle, she's a star, as you know, good teammate of yours. I call her Showtime because when I watch her there, she's Showtime. And I said, how would you describe Eb Marinoff? She goes, yeah, we call her the butcher. I said, why? She goes, well, bugger me, when I'm leading out of Ford 50, she's kicking to me. The spectators have to wear helmets because the kick goes anywhere. That's a bit harsh. That's our Eb. She's a contested ball.
Danny, you're never getting a kick. Caitlin Gould, you're up.
I'm starting a riff, Tomo.
Oh, God, she's on here. Don't worry about that, Jazz. Thank you so much for your time, mate. We really appreciate it. And all the very best to the Cocker Divers this year and go Crows.
Thank you, guys. And what's your show called, your podcast show called again?
Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff and Tomo.
Get on board Sunday.
See you, butcher. See you, Tomo. Love you both.
See you, brother.
Bye.
Crows Chat. We are back home this Friday night, Ebs. Can't wait for it as we take on the Essendon Football Club Friday night under lights. And I tell you what, we've got to get some songs going, don't we? When the boys kick some goals, we want to hear a lot of different kind of music. Because you've actually got the list in front of you, is that right? Of every individual song per play?
Every individual song. And yes, certainly we need some more goals kicked because there's some absolute bangers in here.
Yeah, I love it, mate. I love it. So how did you get that list, firstly? What did you go, straight to promotions and, you know, or you've got your ways, don't you?
Yeah, you know, got my connections. Nah, Kate Grant, actually, give a little shout out, sent me the list. Yeah, it was actually pretty interesting and entertaining seeing some of these from the boys because it's some that maybe you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we all know Texas. We've heard that a few times. Sex on Fire, Kings of Leon. Good song choice. I think we're rating that. What are we doing that? 7 out of 10?
Oh, I go eight. Eight? Yeah, it's a ripper.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Who's next? Who you got? Who are your top ones out of them?
Oh, that's hard because there's a lot. Let's go the good old Fisher. Rory Sloane. Can't go past.
God, coming to Adelaide in a couple of weeks as well, playing at Live Golf.
I was going to say Live Golf. Yeah. Another thing we're bringing to Adelaide. Look out.
Unbelievable, mate. We are flying, so that's good. Okay, I like that one. So we got Tex, we got Sloaney. What about Brody Smith? What's he rolling with?
How many dudes you know roll like this? How many dudes you know roll like this? Not many, if any.
What's going on there?
Not my fave. Bit doof doof slow for me. If you ask Eloise Jones, she knows I don't like that kind of riff raff. No. I'm going with three.
Yeah, a three?
Yeah.
Wow, cop that.
You?
Nah, I think it's a great song. Lockie Murphy? Come on. I don't know about this. Used to have it as a ringtone, though.
Got a bit of Nokia vibes about it.
Yeah, yeah, bing, doesn't bing. It? Yeah.
Is that really going to get the crowd up and about?
I don't know. Come on, Murph. The last one, what do you like there?
Oh, this is a typical Nettie McHenry.
Oh, yeah. Luke Bryan. Good song.
Yeah. And it suits Nettie to a T. He must be hanging out of his farm and his cattle a bit much.
No, he loves it. What about you, Ebs? Like, if you kicked a goal at Adelaide Oval, what are you rolling with?
Oh, I can't go past the happiness, Alexis Jordan.
How good.
What do you rate mine, please?
No, 10.
Oh,
good song.
Let's go.
I haven't heard that song in a long time. It's a cracker. I like it. This would be mine. People talking without
speaking. I was going to say, a bit slow, Tomo. Get up, get monkey down with the sickness. Get up, get monkey down with the sickness. This is a Brody Smith song.
Yeah.
Who sings this?
Disturbed. I might go Slipknot next.
You're going metallic.
Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff and Tomo. During the week, Ebony Marinoff went one-on-one with new recruit Charlie Edwards.
So Charlie, you're new to Adelaide, been here for 4 or so months.
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
Well, Oscar Ryan and I, one of the other draftees, just moved into our own house in Unley, which is pretty nice. We're right on King William Road there, so Adelaide reminds me a bit of Bendigo, where I'm from. It's a big country town. I don't think too many people like when I say that, but yeah, it reminds me of home a lot, Adelaide, and it's really nice over here.
Has the transition been easy having, you know, being from a small country town? You haven't...
Yeah, I bought it at school in Melbourne, so I've done the move before. So I've kind of, used to being away from family and that sort of thing, and yeah, loving it over here.
So can you talk us through, you bought it and...
Yeah, so I was from Bendigo originally, and then in year nine, in 2020, I moved down to Melbourne Grammar in Melbourne and did 4 years there. Two were COVID, so we were in and out. And then I was playing a bit of cricket there as well. So yeah, went to Melbourne Grammar for 4 years.
So when did you think AFL was going to be a thing if you were playing cricket?
Yeah, I'm a bit different to the other boys. I was on a scholarship at school, so I was playing cricket and had to do cricket instead of footy in the talent league. So I played cricket right up until like round four of the talent league and couldn't do any, I didn't get picked, or I didn't even play. So I didn't really play in any of the Vic Metro, Vic Country trials, then didn't get picked. So I kind of, my year was very different. My form was very late. So I ended up getting a bit of a run in the midfield at Sandy. I was Sandy Dragons boy down in Melbourne when all the boys went away for championship games. So I got a bit of a run, a bit of an opportunity when everyone was gone and went pretty well. And they were like, oh, we might keep you there. And then from there, I kind of had a couple of clubs talk to me. And then it kind of went berserk in the back half of the year. Got that Bolter tag and yeah, ended up going pretty high, which was nice.
So cricket, you gave that all up for...
Yeah, I got talked up a bit around the draft. I wasn't the greatest cricketer. I was an all-rounder. I bowled pretty slow and tried to hit the ball too hard when I was batting. So I went all right, but I always loved cricket and I never really wanted to give away either one when I was 17, which I think a lot of people do to sacrifice for their footy. But I ended up doing it back half of last year, which is... Yeah, nice.
So did you finish school and then head straight into the draft last year?
Yeah, so we had combine and then year 12 exams and then I was straight over to Adelaide. So yeah, it was a bit of a whirlwind back end of the year.
Crazy. So did you do the combine or anything?
Well, I was a state combine. I didn't get nominated for the national one. I did state one and did that and had a couple more interviews there. And then I think from then on, we were kind of like, oh, where are we going to go sort of thing, which was cool. And then come draft night, had a little bit of an inkling was Adelaide. I was pretty keen to get over here, so it's nice to have finished up here.
So when you were going through that process, like when did you think AFL actually could be a thing? Because obviously playing state footy and all that.
It happened so quickly. Like, I reckon in May was that game where I kind of like bounced onto the scene a little bit. I had like a good game in the midfield for Sandy when all the boys were away. And then from there, it kind of just went crazy. I was playing school footy throughout the year. So in Melbourne, you have to play school footy. It takes priority over your talent league footy. So I probably played 10 games with school and was going really well in that. And then that probably opened up a few opportunities. And I reckon after a couple of clubs interview, you get pretty excited and you're like, yeah, let's do it. And then come draft night, we kind of knew. And yeah, had all the boys at a pub in Bendigo. And the scenes were pretty cool when it happened.
Crazy. Was there many that have been drafted from Bendigo?
Well, Harley Reid, pick one, was from around Bendigo, but there hasn't been too many. There's been a few over the years. Stringer, Dusty Martin's close by, but
there you go.
Yeah, they're not really Bendigo. They're a bit more outside. So, yeah, Bendigo hasn't had too many, but yeah.
So you're an exciting, I guess, prospect for us and you've got a bit of height about yourself. I mean, what do you think you bring to the team here?
Yeah, I think drive out of stoppage and just using my skills around the ground and, yeah, hopefully be able to show some of that this year.
Did you model your game on anyone growing up or?
Yeah, I think coming through, I always watched Bontempelli, but I was a Hawthorn supporter before. I'm not a Hawthorn supporter now. I watch a lot of Luke Hodge, a lot of Sam Mitchell, those sort of guys, yeah.
Is that like talking about Marcus Bontempelli, like that tall midfielder that can hit the scoreboard? Is that someone that you'd...
Well, that's what I'd like to become. I think throughout my draft year, I got a lot of that, like a lot of Bontempelli sort of player. Dawson as well, Jordan Dawson, who's been pretty huge for me at the club since I got here. I think I'm pretty similar to him how I play. Yeah, a bit taller, can hit the scoreboard when I go forward.
Can you touch on Dawson's impact? I think you played on him a little bit in the Pracky match. How was that?
It's a nice experience. I always like testing myself against those sort of guys. It's different because the midfields, they're all three different sort of players. I think Crouchy, Lairdy are a bit similar, but then Dawson's a bit different as well. So it's good testing myself on those sort of guys. And Dawson's been unreal for me since I got here. He's been very welcoming. He shows genuine care and he's a great leader as well.
So different positions, I mean, you're always in the midfield, but is there anywhere else you've found yourself?
Yeah, well, in my draft year, I kind of went from, I was like a third tall full back, back pocket, half back. I kind of worked all the way up the ground, went through the wing, through the midfield, and then half forward. So I think versatility is probably one of my key strengths, playing everywhere. And I've been playing a lot of mid in the Sandful stuff, so it's good to, midfield's the best, I reckon. So hopefully stay there, but I'm genuinely easy anywhere. I'm happy to play.
And coming into the footy club, was it a really exciting time, just knowing that the youth around the footy club and that you can be an impact of that?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool to know you're walking into a place every day when there's people are like similar ages as well. Like, it's a little bit hard talking to Tex because he's got three kids and it's a bit different relating to him than it is to like Josh Worrell or Jake Sligo, who are a bit younger. But I think we got a good mix of older guys and younger guys. The older guys are probably a bit more sprinkled around now, so it's good to kind of bounce off them at the same time and probably keep a few of the younger guys' heads screwed on, I reckon.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so you're living with Oscar Ryan. Have you formed like a little duo and like cook with each other and things like that? How are you going out of home?
So I'm really fussy is the thing. So Oscar cooks, I cook for myself. We both cook for ourselves and I tend to do the dishes a bit more. Oscar's a bit lazy with that sort of stuff. So yeah, he won't like that one. But no, I'm doing my cooking by myself, yeah.
And any aspirations for footy, outside of footy?
I've started study actually. So I'm studying law commerce at Deakin University online, which is nice. It's something outside of football, which is nice. But finding both pretty easy to balance.
Well, that's good. Do you, like, what do you want to be when you leave footy?
I wouldn't say a lawyer, but I don't know how far I'll go with it. It's pretty dry, the content of law commerce. But I think I'd like to work in that sort of space. I don't know yet. I'll have to figure it out. Yeah.
Footy first and then...
Footy first and, yeah, then, and then study after, yeah.
Perfect. Thanks for joining me today, Charlie.
Thank you.
Crows Chat. Now the completion to Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff and Tomo for your Sunday morning. If you missed anything as well, make sure you hit us up on Listener, LIST, and that's a good show, Ebs.
Absolutely. I reckon it's our best yet, Tomo. Best look at us
yet.
Building.
Wow. I like that. It was good to have Andrew Jarman on.
Yeah, Larrikin. He's made me laugh this morning. So, yeah, so looking forward to Friday night against Essendon.
Should be so good, Ebs. Hopefully we can get a full house down there. We want 45+ and, register our first home win for season 2024. I'll see you Friday night.
Tomo, you'll be out on the outskirts.
I'll be there. Don't worry. I'll be getting the crowd up, mate.